Good. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of What Upper. So as you all know, Tracy, Mary, Amanda, Cor and Jessica, don't know Jessica's middle names, just going to say Jessica, Kathy, Alana, Sheila, Cor, have been climbing Everest for the last 3 weeks. So Alana thought, well, I may as well steal the show here and get the limelight again and a second chance at the old podcast. So yeah, she has convinced me to log in today and talk about, I don't know what, but hey ho. Hello, Alana. How are you?
Alana is very good. Thank you.
And how's your week been?
I've had a really good week, actually. You were away, well, a week. No, when did you come back from Ireland?
I'm back from Ireland, no, since Sunday.
Sunday. So, yes, had a nice swell weekend last weekend, chilled out.
Was that because I wasn't here?
No. No, had a nice weekend, chilled out, went for a game of golf. Game of golf. Well, it wasn't a game, actually. Went to the golfing range and...
Exactly.
I'm still crap, so...
And yeah. So, did you buy a golf club?
Oh, I bought my first golf club, actually, yeah.
How much was that?
Tenner.
Just flashed out, lads.
No, I said to the guy in the shop, I need to start getting golf clubs here because we're going out for our first round of golf in May. And he says, here, there's second-hand ones up there. So
there's second-hand ones up there.
So, yes, so that was, but no, I've had a good week in work. I don't really do anything during the week.
You don't do much, you know, yes.
Because I'm at work, but I have had a nice visit.
Oh, I thought you meant at work.
No, I do a lot at work.
Right, okay.
No, I've had a nice visit this week to...
From Cara. Cara came out to see us.
Oh, yes, Cara was here.
Mm-hmm,
as much as that was lovely, Cara, it was lovely. But I've had a nice visit to Bear Brilliance. As you know, it's my favourite place.
Bear Brilliance.
In Windsor, so...
Bear Brilliance. Yep. And what does Bear Brilliance do?
She does makes you look brilliant. Everything. She makes me look fantastic.
Oh, home.
No, but no, had... yes, and the lovely Cara was out yesterday, so that was nice to see her.
Yes, so Cara's moved out 2 weeks now, and she's been here 3 times.
And she stayed over.
She stayed over last night. Well, to be fair, she was going to go back into London, but we convinced her not to bother to drive into London. But the weather's been shocking today, hasn't it? That we've had thunder and lightning all day today, haven't we?
Yes, I was driving home and Humphrey near had a fit in the car, but no, it was awful. It was like hailstones.
It was awful.
It's awful now.
Right, so are you going to ask me how my week was?
Yes, how was your week? How was your week, darling?
As bad as Archie,
darling, how was your week?
Well, darling, my week was pretty busy. I was at home in Ireland, as you know. I went and seen Patricia Cor, our sister, at home in Ireland. She's had a bit of an operation. So I just wanted to go and make sure that she was okay. And we went to the hospital door. And of course, I'm up and ready to go through the door. And they just stopped me in my tracks and said, you can't come. You're not allowed to come. So I was like, oh, okay. And it was probably a good thing for Trisha because she was a little bit nervous. But yes, she went in and then they weren't going to operate because they were worried about her leg. And sometimes Trisha gets threatened and clots. So, but anyway, she rang back a couple hours later and thankfully they decided to proceed. So she was happy enough, got her home. And my goodness me, trying to keep that girl in bed was a challenge in itself. She was up and out and in and out and in and out and in and out. So eventually I convinced her that she needed to stay in bed. So yes, she managed to stay in bed. So yes, it was nice to see Trisha and Katie. And then we went to see George and Tony and
Carter.
Then Carter Bow and Andrew came up. And we see Michelle as well. So it was lovely. Nice to see the family. Very, very nice indeed.
Anybody missed out there?
I don't know. Here or no. Well, so yeah, then I came back on Sunday and then I've been working 9 to 5 plus every day. So yeah, it's been a busy, busy week. So anyway, we've talked enough now about our week. Let's talk about What Upper. So I guess just a bit of an update on our friend Marie. Marie has is our friend Katrina's sister who's been diagnosed, as we talked about in the last episode. So a big shout out to Marie. I know she's been checking in. She's been drinking lots of green juice, which has been fantastic, and getting herself in the right space in terms of getting herself prepared for her chemo in the next few weeks. So yeah, just a big hello, Marie. Hope all's going well. Don't be afraid to continue to reach out. We're always here if you need some help. But yeah, delighted that you're getting seen to very, very quickly, and fingers and toes crossed that all will be good. So why are we here today, Alana?
So, well, the first thing I think we should talk about is Tracy Pinfold. I'm just actually looking at my Facebook and she's put a wee message up that says, "We did it. We hit Everest Base Camp in style at 8 a.m. yesterday morning. Boy, was that a tough hike. Jess Core and I would like to thank everyone who has supported our fundraising for Cancer Research UK." So they set a target of 1K.
Yes.
And guess how much they're on now?
Well, I kind of know, so that's not really a guess. I do look at it every day.
You're a dick. Well, they've hit 7K.
Oh my God, I actually didn't know that. Have they already hit 7K? Yeah. Oh, actually, I didn't know that. So, wow, that's fantastic. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Sounds like a Tracy.
Wow.
No, that is fantastic, isn't it?
Absolutely brilliant. So thank you so much, everybody. I'm sure Tracy will thank you on her return, and I'm sure Jessica will thank you. But yes, I've obviously been keeping in regular contact with the girls, and it has, even though the sun was shining in some parts and it looked like it was a glorious experience, it was absolutely brutal. And at some points they were in parallel climbs, I think, at points trying to push each other up mountains in minus 21 degrees. So I think, well done, absolutely fantastic. But clearly we'll talk a little bit more about that when the girls get back home.
Do you think you could have done that?
Probably I.
So I think you should set yourself a challenge.
Oh, here we go now.
Because you are 50 next year.
Right, hold on a minute here.
So, sorry, Humphrey's in my... Do you know what I have to say, right?
What do you have to say, Alana?
Like, there's a door. So in our office, right, there's...
Oh, we've got an office. It's the bedroom with the table in the room, by the way.
But it's an office. It is an office. This is your office.
Yeah, it is, but it's not an office. Anyway, let's pretend it's an office.
In the office.
Go for
so
it.
In the bedroom office. Now, holding the door open is a door stopper, but it's a dog. And Humphrey is literally just sitting glaring at it. And he was... growling a minute ago, he's like,
"What was he doing?"
Here, hold on. I'm going to put him on the bed because he's doing my head in.
Oh dear, he's loud on the bed now. You see, things are changing.
What were we talking about?
So anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, back in the room, and in the office here.
No, so your challenge. I think that we should.
I thought I was getting away with that one.
There's Humphrey's down now. I think we should ask everybody what your challenge should be next year, because right. Yes, you are 50.
I am 50, but yep. Just let's put some boundaries in place here.
No. Your sister's just went to Everest.
I know, but I'm not jumping out of planes.
No, I would,
I'm not doing
I would
anything
not
at heights. But yeah, I'm up for taking some suggestions in terms of challenges.
So,
but
right,
be sensible, please.
Right, so nothing of height,
right,
as in where you're getting 3 out of something.
Yeah,
but everything else is open.
Yeah, okay, let's have some suggestions and then we'll take it from there. To be fair, Everest will be hard to beat.
I don't think you'll beat Everest.
No, exactly.
And your sister is stronger and tougher, so.
I don't think so.
I do.
No.
Yeah. And that's Trisha I'm talking about.
Well, I don't doubt that. So anyway, yes, let's have a proper conversation now, because obviously the purpose of this is that we talk about something educational.
Can I ask you a question?
You can indeed, Lana. Wouldn't be the first time you're asking me.
So,
here we
you
go.
Have never really talked about your first operation.
My first operation, right?
So I think you should talk about that, because it was a bit scary. Do you remember?
What was my first operation?
So,
my mastectomy.
Yes.
Yes, it was quite daunting, of course, because, of course, I've got. Two breasts, and all of a sudden I'm going to be one breast down. And we were obviously, I think I was okay, but I guess it was quite nervous, wasn't it? Quite nerve-wracking. From, I think you were probably more nervous than me, to be fair.
No, well, I think, so talk us through, so you had the
options in the process. So yeah, we had loads of different options. Obviously we had the option of just completely taking it off and no reconstruction. I had the option of taking having an implant, and obviously, like Tracy, moving it from the back round to the front, or taking it from my leg inside of my thigh. And
I had to take it from where you had the most fat.
Well, obviously you don't listen to these podcasts.
No, I do listen.
No, because I had to eat loads to actually put weight on.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they told me. They were. Okay. They didn't think there was going to call me fat.
No. Go on, continue.
Do you not remember that? No.
Remember what?
Me having to eat loads of food. They actually put weight
you
on.
You didn't have to eat that much extra.
I did on.
No, you didn't, love.
Dead on.
Go on.
Anyway. Meanwhile, back at their ranch. So yes, on a serious note, we have talked about this briefly before. Tracy and I, obviously, we talked probably a bit more about my chemo, more about Tracy's operation. So Tracy, as you know, went from the flip around from the back to the front, and I decided, well, first of all, I decided I wasn't going to have reconstruction because obviously we spoke about the 10 10Ks, and I decided that I would delay the 10 10Ks because obviously Tracy was telling me what to do for a change. And had planned in that we were going to do these 10K runs. So there was no point in me going for this major operation and then being in the place where I couldn't do the runs. So I really wanted to do the runs, really wanted to give a little back to cancer research. So for me, yeah, it was very much, I guess, getting ready for the operation. Was I nervous? I mean, to be fair, I probably wasn't. I don't think I was, if I'm being honest. I was more, right, what's this going to look like afterwards?
Yeah.
I wasn't really nervous about the operation because, again, thankfully, unfortunately or unfortunately, you know, too many people have breast cancer, but I guess that's a good thing in many ways because at the end of the day, you know, thank God it's the most successful one in terms of any form of cancer. So I definitely wasn't nervous of it. And for me, in my head, I wanted to, like Tracy, just get it out and get rid of it. You know, I didn't want to run the risk of it coming back.
And do you is that what goes through your head? So, like, hopefully to God, I'll never find out. But like, if you're told, right, you've breast cancer and it's this lump, mm-hmm. do you just have it in your head, right, if we take that out, that's it? Like, that's it. Like, you just want it out. Like, there's no option.
Oh, you just want to get rid of it 100%. Yeah. You know, you want to do the best for you, right? And of course, the doctors and whatnot are trying to, you know, they'll do the chemo and take you down whatever route you need to go down. But, and they'll try and prevent you getting your breast removed ultimately. But at the end of the day, it was our decision, as in mine and Tracy's decision, which route we wanted to go. And we were offered, you know, just remove it, take the tumor out or try and shrink it, blah, blah, blah. But we just decided no. And at one point we both discussed just taking both breasts off and having
I remember you saying that.
Full mastectomies. And I remember you at one point telling me, well, don't worry about having, you know, getting breasts again. You were just saying it's fine. It doesn't matter to me if you don't have them. And I'm like, I get that. But at that point I was still fairly young, 42. And I suppose from a self-conscious perspective, going and sitting at a swimming pool or... Yeah. You know, kind of walking around or whatever else, you felt like I needed to definitely have the reconstruction at some point. But for, I guess, a year, I was walking around with one breast. So I was, and they give me an implant, didn't they? They put them in a bra. Mm-hmm. I didn't even bother wearing it. I was just,
I think,
like,
you did for a wee while, and then
I just got fed up with it.
I think when you got used to having just the one breast, it was easier for you.
I suppose
you're more confident.
Well, I mean, because you've obviously made me feel confident with it in the sense that you didn't make me feel anxious about it or didn't even pass comment on it, as did the family. So I suppose the question back to you is, how did you feel about it all?
About you having one breast?
No, about the operation, because I think you were probably more nervous than me. One breast too, maybe. One-eyed Jack.
I think I remember that day getting up, going down.
Can I just stop, first of all?
Yeah.
So we're sitting here in our office bedroom and Alana's wearing my hoodie, so I got this hoodie and I'm just sitting looking at this hoodie and it looks like it cost me about £65 for this hoodie. It wasn't cheap, like, and Alana wore it a couple of weeks ago and decided to clean the house with this hoodie on. So
actually, can I just stop you?
Beknownst to me, I put it on me and I said, the hell is these white marks down my jumper? And I was going, this can't be normal. It's the hell. Have you not washed this jumper? And she goes, yeah. No, it's fine. I don't know what it is. So then 2 days later, she goes, I have something to tell you. She goes, I spilled bleach. I scattered bleach all over the jumper.
On my mother's grave, I do not remember me doing that.
Alana!
I'm telling you now.
You told me that.
Kathy.
Because you were supposed to buy me a new one. I'm still waiting.
It's not going to happen because I didn't ruin it.
Excuse me. Oh my God, that's such a lie.
Anyway, You had that on and no. There's bleach in the sink and it's...
Oh, she's trying to blame me now. This is hilarious. Alana.
There's what? Not... I didn't do that.
Look at you. You're like... No. You're like a wee gypsy sitting there.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just sitting
here. Oh, I know. So anyway, sorry I interrupted you, but I just thought, I looked at you and I thought, dear.
But no, I think it was, so yes, in the morning, do you remember going down and got your bag and all ready? Took you down.
Pull-a-ments.
Had to go in and...
To be fair, getting ready for it, it was probably, that's the bit that you need to be more prepared for. And that's again where Tracy was brilliant. She was obviously ahead of the game of me. So going down, getting my bag and just having things like...
But you didn't know what to really bring with you. Like
earplugs. Well, Tracy was able to, and then I had like an iPad. I had the another tablet. And so if one stopped working, then I had the other one going. Because obviously after the anaesthetic, we didn't really sleep. So I was awake for like nearly 3 days, as was Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Now I was definitely better, hasn't dozing in and out, but certainly wasn't getting the level of sleep that I could have. And funny that now, even now, being home with Tricia, she was wondering why she wasn't sleeping, but sure, darn't have told her that that was the anaesthetic, you know. So it's really interesting because obviously you're sleeping and the anaesthetic wears off, so it's just like. But yeah, getting ready for the hospital is super important, isn't it? And just preparing, you know, things like even like earplugs. Eye mask, obviously nice dressing gown, all the normal toiletries, but simple things like
shirt dressing gown.
Shirt dressing gown, yeah, so you're not having to pull it over your head. Yeah, that's a really good point, actually.
And
polo mints things, it does sounds really bizarre, but actually your mouth is very dry, so actually having some polo mints there to suck on when you come out.
And also, I think we got you bigger pyjama bottoms because... I don't even know if you
No, that was when I had the bottoms. That no. was when I had the reconstruction.
Oh, I sorry. That's right. Yeah. Oh, I, that's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, having everything ready. And then, so I went down, do you remember? And they took us round the back of the hospital. And it was like a wee army thing, I remember. Do you remember that? It was like a wee army
outhouse. No, I don't remember that.
Went in and they took you in. You got you all set up. And it was scary because you just don't know, like... Right, you're going down here to get a part of your body removed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember saying goodbye to you, thinking, oh God, like, I wonder what she's going to be going through. But anyway, I went home. I think Murphy at the time went home, took him a walk, thought, right, it'd be a couple of hours.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought, because Tracy was, how long did Tracy take before she came back up?
About 7 hours or so.
Was it 7 hours?
Mm, 6 or 7 hours.
But they said, it should be a couple of hours. So I said, right, grand, went, took the dog a walk, done a couple of things, came back, sitting in the hospital, got myself a cup of coffee, went up and asked, and they said, yes, she's still in the operation. I said, that's grand. So came to like 4 hours and I went back up and I said, right, could you tell me what's happening? Is she okay or what's happening? And the girl behind the desk said, she's in recovery. I said, oh, great. She said, so she's going to be going up to ward, whatever. So I said, do you think I could go up and be there when she comes up? She says, yes, no problem. Went up, got into the ward. No, there's no Cathy Corr coming up here. I said, no, well, she's in recovery thingy down. No, no, she's still in getting the operation. I says, is she in or is she, what's she doing?
Mm-hmm.
Back downstairs. It was about 7-8 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up and down. I'm sure that girl was sick of me. Anyway, then your sisters were ringing me and stuff. And I remember Tracy calling me and she's going, no, it's all perfectly normal. And wasn't after then speaking to Tracy. And Tracy went, I was thinking, oh shit, why is she not good? But yeah, so it was about it was about 8 or 9 hours. And then eventually you come up and got into the ward.
Yeah.
And you were really sleepy, but you were awake, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And yeah, then you had your wee bandages and all on, and I think we were talking then half your family rang in and chatting away to them, and
yeah, I think, I mean, I was quite good, as I said, after I had the anaesthetic. I'm like, poor Tracy, she was struggling a little bit with it, but I was a bit chirpier, should
that was
I say
the gravy chip moment. So I'm sure Kathy's told you about this. So Kathy, honest to God,
I would eat chips for my breakfast.
I tell her she should, her next business should be a chip shop, but she would eat chips morning, noon and night. Gravy chips, this is her favourite thing. Gravy or curry. And in England, you
don't really get gravy chips and you don't really get real chips.
No.
Homemade chips. You don't really get homemade chips.
Go into the chip shop and ask for a gravy chip and
they look at you like
they just look at you as if you have 10 heads. So we go to our local Chinese and the lady now knows what we want. And my favourite thing, this is quite plain, but it's
plain Jean.
Half and half. So half chips and rice and curry. And I remember the first time asking for it and the woman was like, what? But now she's got used to it. But Kathy wanted a gravy chip. So I'm down Surrey Hospital. out driving.
No. I came around. You says to me, what do you want? Are you hungry? I says, yeah, I want a gravy chip, please.
A real chip.
Because I hadn't ate because I was starving from the night before.
Starving. So I went on the search around Surrey for a chippy.
And Tracy's on the phone to me, chatting to me. And she goes, Alana's so good getting there. I go, she better bring me back real chips. I'm going to go mad.
Must have went to four chippies. Found one. The chips weren't real. I says, listen, stick the gravy over them there. She'll not know. And came back, gave her the gravy chip.
I wasn't that doped.
And she goes, they're not real chips. And Kathy does this thing, if she doesn't like it, like if we're out for a restaurant and we're having something to eat and she doesn't like it, our friend Zoe's like this as well. But if Kathy doesn't like what she's eating and she takes a bit out, her face, she just goes, no, I'm not eating it.
Can't
and
hate
she
it.
Pushes the plate away, folds her arms, just sits there. And I'm like, so this is what she's done in the hospital. And I said, Kathy, just eat it.
Tracy's on the phone going, oh, no, that was kind of her. I'm like, I am raging. I'm being very polite, by the way, when I'm saying that now.
No, I was absolutely knackered because I just sat in the hospital nothing.
I was starving.
And trying my best to make you feel better. Mm-hmm. And whenever you say it to me, I don't want that gravy chip. It's not real chips.
What were you going to do?
I was going to fling them over you.
Were you going to say fling?
Yes.
Fling.
I just thought, you know what? Stick your chips up your ass.
Oh my God.
I'm going home.
Very bold.
Goodbye. The nurses here can look after you. I'm sick of listening to you. Bye bye.
And so what happened?
I actually did go home.
Did you?
Yes. Then I came back in, felt bad.
Oh, you see. Weak. And I just went on ahead home.
Weak. You see you next time, Vinny.
See you next time, Vinny. How much time? Oh, cheers, bye.
So anyway, that was the story of the gravy chip. But, so it was, it's a scary experience when you're sitting there and you don't know what's happening and, you know, you're just thinking, is she all right? And
well, it's probably more nerve-wracking for the family member because obviously you know your own body, right? And you know what you're going into. And I genuinely was not fazed in the slightest.
Oh, you're bound to be. You're bound to think, goodbye, boob. Like, are you honestly, bound to go?
No, I didn't. I was like, whatever. I was
were you just glad? I suppose in a way you'd be like, listen.
I'm like, get it out.
If you've chopped my friggin' arm off, I'd be happy. Totally. I've also got rid of the cancer.
100%. Yeah, 100%. So no, it wasn't fazing me in the slightest. I didn't care. Cut me wherever you need to cut me. But the only bit that I didn't want to actually, I was happy to take any option other than my leg, really bizarrely.
It's because you've wee skinny legs. They when you took it off there.
Well, no, there was definitely enough there to be fair too. But I think it was more the fact that
she took it off your mouth.
I think with the breath, the mouth. That's your mouth, Lana. I think the leg, you can't really have. Well, I suppose you could wear shorts, I guess, but obviously the breast, you can wear a bra, a normal bra anyway, and people would be kind of none the wiser. For me, the leg didn't seem an option, but then funny, I got a big massive scar from hip to hip on my stomach.
But you don't even, like, honestly?
Don't notice.
I don't even notice that now.
I know. But people, I guess, have never seen it before go, oh, okay. But again, it's like anything really. A scar is a car. So short and sweet this week. But I think the point of the conversation is very much that, you know, do again remind you to think about your options. And, you know, obviously I sound like I'm very confident with it all and probably was more daunted at the time than I am now because obviously I'm 5 years down the line, thank God. Yeah, I think just that preparation piece, just make sure it's the right decision for you. Did I struggle afterwards because I didn't have a breast? Probably.
What did you struggle with?
I think I struggled with, okay, I've got to wait another year for this to be reconstructed again.
And did you ever, like, through that year think, actually, frig it? I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to do it because I'm happy enough without the breast.
Or... No, I always knew I was going to get it. Just having one wasn't, it was like, I'd rather would have had the other one taken off rather than if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Having one was a bit, I was kind of tilting to one side.
And I do remember, but there are times just going out or you get.
I was going around in circles to the left.
But you were conscious at times because I remember you saying to me, do I look all right in this top? And
yeah.
Does that look bigger on that side? And I said, yeah. No, it doesn't. And I suppose like,
don't overthink it.
No.
Yeah.
Think of you like concentrate just too much on that breast.
Because actually you don't notice. People don't notice. Don't at all. You know, certainly from our perspective with Tracy, I never notice it, never look at it, it doesn't even faze me. So I guess when it's your own body, you're a bit more conscious of it, right? But try and not overthink it. Try and sort of embrace it in the right way. Just get really, 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 really prepared. And, you know, mentally, if you feel you need to speak to someone, then absolutely speak to someone. I guess it was easy for me and Alana because, of course, being two women in the house, it was much easier because I was easier for me to talk about. Maybe it's not as easy if, you know, it's, you know, a man and woman in a relationship and, you know, the woman doesn't want to really talk about her breasts or whatever that may be. But just open up and talk about it and, you know, just get that reassurance from your partner and your family members, because you know that's super important in terms of them taking that on board. And your friends, God, my friends were fantastic. You know, you look fantastic, you look really well, you're looking so healthy, all really, really, really positive stuff. And you know, if you're feeling down or you're feeling stressed about it, again, just talk, reach out. And again, we're here as always if you want to ask questions. We get loads of questions every week and we should probably read some more out, to be fair. Yeah. But we you know, we get loads of people asking us questions. Go ahead, Lon, you want to say something there?
No.
Some things will change, yeah.
No, I'm just sitting thinking about it.
What are you thinking?
just thinking about you when you did have it done, and things are like, I think you were more conscious than what you thought. But as you say, it is about talking about it and having the confidence to maybe like when you're in work. Do you know what I mean? Like especially where you worked at the time. Not a lot. Not there was more men than women that you worked with.
Yeah.
And approaching that conversation with a man, and maybe not like, I know you're not going to turn around and go, here, I've only one breast, but I mean,
well, to be fair, I wasn't really behind the door either. I'm not going to lie.
No.
But and for again, some, with but my boss Mark, he was just like, you know, we made a joke out of it more than anything, you know.
But some people aren't like that, and they don't have
exactly.
that relationship in their
100%
in their work. So it's about, I suppose, yes.
You doing what's right for you, and you doing
starting off talking to your family and friends, and
yeah.
Being open about it and getting opinions of people. And like, you know, when we went to get your bra, do you remember, like with your different bras to try?
Oh, yeah, we had
different colors, yeah. and the lady who done it
was really good,
she
was lovely,
you know, makes you feel at ease. So I think it's hard, you know, you're bound to need a bit of counseling about that too, really. Especially if you were...
Well, it depends on the person, really. I guess it's up to you.
If you weren't confident.
Yeah.
It'd be good to get a bit of counselling. But no, talking about it, I suppose that is your counselling.
And again, as always, there's loads of different platforms, So so I guess as true to form, thank you very much. Hopefully that was a little bit of good insight in terms of preparation. And in terms of a question that we always have to ask, Alana, who's your favourite person? Me or you?
You.
Oh, she's so sweet, but she's so sweet.
Who's your favourite person?
Me.
Oh, my wee.
Who have you want to ask?
Humphrey or Alana?
Humphrey.
Aww.
What a wee change.
No, but I think I can't wait now to hear back when Trace is back and we get her back on the pod.
Yep.
And get talking again about her wee climb up the hill.
Her wee climb up that wee tiny hill. Yep.
Knowing more about the cancer and everything like that. So that's all good.
Okay, good. So listen, thank you everybody for listening in today. And if you want to reach out, please do so at What a Purr Podcast. Yes.
I can't remember.
I don't know it either. I'm trying to make it up. Tracy usually does it.
What a Purr Podcast at gmail.com. Yes, everybody go on and listen because we've had loads of lovely comments about the last episode. Well, it's out now.
Yes.
Actually, one with Richard, which is actually brilliant. I listened to it because I wasn't here when you were recording it. So I listened to it.
Right, let me stop talking. We're running out of time.
That was brilliant. Well done, Richard.
Oh, now you hear Richard. Well done. And then Ciara Kaur's up for grabs now. She'll be here now before this. You'll have heard her before this one. So thank you, everybody, for listening in. Have a fantastic whole week. Be good to have my sidekick back next week, Tracy, Mary, Amanda. Wishing you a great week. Speak to you soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.